Well, when I was real young, I remember they used to call it chivalry.
Chivalry, oh yeah.
Yes.
You've heard of that. Yes. But they did not do that. Like, by the time you got married, that was not done.
No, not at all. Not at all. Out in the country, it prevailed a little bit up until, I'd say, recent times.
Mm-hmm.
It still just kind of got into more vandalism than anything else. But it used to be quite a project around the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when my sister got married, it was kind of on its way up.
Mm-hmm.
But really more in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the more rural, the more chivalry.
The more, yeah. In talking about using the words up and down in reference to location, if you were talking about someone who lived in, let's say, El Dorado, would you say somebody lived down in El Dorado?
Yes, simply because it was down to me on the map. I mean, I equate it to north and south on the map.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then how about...
if it was definitely a valley area and I lived in the mountains, I might say they lived down
in that case,
in Springdale or somewhere,
yeah.
Even though it was north, if it was below me physically.
Yeah, physically.
Yes.
All right. And then would you use, as far as a direction that's north, would you call it up?
Yes.
You'd say someone lives in reference
up
to...
Up in Conway, up in Russellville.
Right, even though Conway is not any higher.
No, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Just strictly the direction of the compass would be up.
Well, now, how about in terms of like a neighborhood? If somebody, do you use like up the street and down the street?
Mm-hmm.
Which... Does that have reference to height or just direction?
Well, I never thought about it much. almost synonymous, really, up the street or down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'd say in where I grew up, if you said anything like that at all, it would be up the street and not down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it actually was down. You know, I mean, if you were on a hill, you might say someone lived down the street.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you were talking about... like there was trouble at a party and the police came and arrested the...
One more thing on up and down.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They used to say, well, that's really uptown, you know, as meaning good or something, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really, I can't really define it. But
yeah, but it was a good...
But if I told somebody, I said, well, boy, that was really uptown, you know, I mean, that meant it was sophisticated.
Yeah.
Nice or something like that. Like it might have come from a more sophisticated area or something. Okay.
That's good. That's what I like about you. You just add in these good things. If you were talking about a situation where the police came and arrested everybody, another way of saying everybody might be the something group. They came and arrested the
whole group.
Okay. What do you call it when young people get out on a floor and move around together? You say they're going to a
dance.
Yeah. If children get out of school at 3:00, you say that at 3:00 school does what?
School's out.
Okay. And now after vacation time, they say.
I return the herd loose.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
Boy. You know what? This was so funny. When I was putting this back on, I had to before I came. That was another reason why it took me. I had to get this tape back out and wind. I mean, get it where we left off and running around. And so I was trying to see when I got to the end of it. And I turned it on to that part about pitching the cookies.
I asked Bob Douglas about that, and I told him you were just surprised at that and knocked you out. He says, well, he'd heard that all his life.
He'd heard that all
his life. And I said, well, I'm glad to know it wasn't just something that was just in a small clique that I ran with.